I'm going to speak live here at Hillsborough to the Sheffield Wednesday match winner, Chris Maguire. Chris, some scenes at the end there, weren't there, when you stuck down in the bottom corner?
Yeah, it's a great time to win the game. It was a hard task. They went down to 10 men and sat in and made two banks of four, which was quite tough to break through, but we kept going and it's a perfect time to win it.
Do you feel reinvigorated the way you're playing at the moment? Because it's really working for you at the moment here, isn't it?
Yeah, as I said before, I'm enjoying my football. I'm playing with confidence and that helps week in, week out.
What's been the big difference then? What has really got it going again? Is it Stuart Gray?
Yeah, it's him believing in me and giving me the opportunity to play week in, week out and trusting me. And I mean, it didn't happen before and I'm just grateful that he's gave me that opportunity.
It's not just the fact that you, I mean, you've got the winner today. You set up the goal on Tuesday night with that pass. I mean, is this as well as you've played in a while?
Yeah, my confidence is high, whether it's setting goals up or scoring goals myself. I mean, I'll try things that maybe I wouldn't have tried months ago when Dave Jones was here because it wasn't happening for me. But as I said, I'm pleased that Stuart's given me that chance and I'm happy to repay him.
How much of it is when you're a player that, you know, you just feel like, I can go and try something, or I've got the belief, or that if I do try this, it might come off like it did today. How important is that to a player like yourself?
Yeah, you ask any player to play in confidence. It's one of the big things that you need, and you play well when you've got that. As I said, you'll try anything, and if things come off, it grows with your confidence, and you just keep going. And thankfully today that Semi gave me that ball, and I just seen the opportunity to shoot, and it went in.
Did you get a? I mean, what was your view like? As soon as it left your boot, did you think it's going to go in here? Just talk us through it.
Yeah, I just remember getting the ball and the defender started batting off, and it was an opportunity to strike the ball. And I just seen that bottom corner, and into myself, I could see the net bulging, and thankfully it did. I seen the keeper going down, but I knew he wasn't getting it.
Did you think it? I mean, a little bit harsh on Barnes as well. Just a word on them, because it was a well contested game, wasn't it? And to have to play with 10 men for so long, they'd actually battled quite well up to that point, hadn't they?
Yeah, sometimes it's harder playing against 10 men than it is 11. They obviously had a game plan when they went down to 10 men to try and get the point and not lose an early goal, and they stuck to it well. Went down to 10 men each, and again it started to get difficult until they got another man sent off.
10 games unbeaten now for Sheffield Wednesday. I mean, it's been a good week, hasn't it, to get through in the FA Cup. Everyone now will say that point at Millwall was a really good result because you followed it up with three. You know, the club's moving in the right direction here, isn't it?
Yeah, and Stuart's came in since he took over and he's gave everybody a lift, and I think all the fans can see that the boys are playing for each other. If somebody's out of position, somebody else is there to cover for them, and you've seen it right at the end, everybody celebrating together and we're all in it together.
And I just wonder whether it's important for the players here that you've got 4 points in two tough games and you've done it without Connor Wickham, because he's taken so much of the attention. You know, when you get 8 goals in 11 games, people are going to talk about you. To do what you've done in these last two games without him, it just goes to show, I suppose, it's not necessarily a one-man team, or it hasn't been a one-man team.
No, I wouldn't say that at all. There's other boys in the team that's performed really well. Connor's got the headlines because he's scoring the goals, and that's what happens at any team. The strikers score and they get the headlines. But I think, personally, everybody's stuck in together, and we've played really well.
And, of course, it sounds like there's every chance that he could come back, and if you could throw him into the mix, and with the players you've got that are performing at the moment, you know, do you start to look at mid-table? Do you start to think, do you know what, maybe in April, May, we're not going to be looking at that bottom three and wondering if we can stay out of it?
Yeah, I think the only way for us to look is up, and it gave us a huge lift when we seen the league table on the TV after a game that we've got that big gap between the bottom three, and the only way for us is to look forward, and the way we're playing and the confidence, and I'm sure we can do that.
And just a final point, it is going to be a little tough on the squad that it's now 3 red cards in 3 games. Although Joe Matic back for this one, Giles Coke's going to miss a couple of games extra, Jermaine Johnson's going to miss 3 now. It's not the biggest squad in the world. I mean, is there anything you can do to combat that? Is it just a case of rallying together the players in the squad and saying we're just going to have to get through this little patch here?
Yeah, it's unfortunate that we've got to have a ban, but as I said, everybody's in it together. There's boys coming back for injury as well, which could come in and help us. So, yeah, the way we're playing at the moment, everybody's fighting for each other, and I'm sure we'll get through it.
I just want to ask you one more. Did you ever wonder whether or not this had happened at Wednesday, where you're in a position where you're playing like you are, the fans have got a lot of time for you, you know, you've been one of the key players for the last few weeks. Had you almost given up hope that this could happen?
No, I never gave up hope. I mean, I remember times when I was coming, I was sitting in the stand and leaving after the game and thinking, hopefully soon I get the opportunity to play and come away feeling good and after scoring goals or setting goals up, and always stuck by it. And I had people telling me that just keep going, your chance will come. And that's exactly what I've done. I've never let my head drop, and I've come in and I feel that I'm playing well at the moment.
And you're celebrating by growing a beard, it seems.
No, I've just been too lazy to shave, so.
I know the feeling. That's Chris Maguire on BBC Radio Sheffield. Chris, well played today, and congratulations on 3 points.
Cheers, thank you.